Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to In Conference with Michael Jackson, right here on your favorite podcast platform. This is CliffCentral.com. And I'm Michael Jackson, a professional conference speaker at around 180 events a year at the moment, traveling the globe talking about change. Gareth Cliff got hold of me originally with this podcast in mind to say, hang on, why don't we meet some of the people that I'm privileged to meet on my travels across the planet? And hence this show was born. My guests, therefore, entrepreneurs, multimillionaires, business leaders, gurus, people who are changing the way the planet works in the hope that you, listening to this podcast, can get something out of it of direct benefit to yourself. I'm delighted then to introduce you in that vein to my guest for this particular podcast, who's joining us from his holiday home about an hour's drive outside of Malaga in Spain. He's got roots in South Africa as well as a foot in the European camp. His name is Derek Barber. And Derek, if you wanted a summary phrase to encapsulate the man, can only be described as the biggest master networker I've ever come across in my entire life. Derek, welcome to the podcast, sir. How are you?
Hi, Michael Jackson. I'm great. Thanks for the nice introduction. Looking forward to a lovely, refreshing chat with you.
Well, let's talk about this master networking thing. I think when we originally met, you had a foot in the South African camp more than where you're based in Europe right now. And you started out, when I first met you in Jeffreys Bay, with a networking club. Is that where it all began for you?
Absolutely, Michael. That's where the J comes from. Not many people actually ask me about the J, but yeah, originally from Jeffreys Bay, it all started off in this little surfing retirement village along the coast. And actually, out of the needs of bringing business people together, everybody was struggling, a lot of smaller businesses. So I came up with the idea to bring the people together. And the first event was at a lovely five-star game lodge in Jeffreys Bay.
And you called your networking club the J Biz Lounge, which is what it remains being called to this day. I'm intrigued that more people don't ask you about the J element. But beyond Jeffreys Bay, that sleepy surfing and retirement town that you've now described, hell, you've built a base that's going global, sir. What's going on, master networking? How are you now based in Spain?
Well, I like to improve things and do things a bit differently and grow. And I noticed that with all these networking events, it's basically all fishing in the same little pond. So there are so many networking events out there, but it doesn't really boost the people's business. They don't really get inspired properly. They don't learn enough because they're all networking with the same people all the time in the same level, in the same situation. So what I try to do is to inspire them to reach out. And I think you're the same methods with your globalization and the speed and the needs of thinking globally these days. So starting from Jeffreys Bay, the concept worked like a bomb. So then I reached out to the bigger cities, Port Elizabeth, Johannesburg, and now can connect the people on a more global scale.
And you've moved the business across to your base in Malaga as well, although you're keeping a connection with South Africa, because the J Biz Lounge has a dual event coming up, doesn't it, between Johannesburg and Malaga?
Yeah, the initiative came actually last year. The media spoke about Johannesburg being the city number one, ranked city number one in the world last year, and surprisingly, Malaga is city number two. So that was sort of the sign, the message. Why not to combine these two cities together, create a nice fusion, and with the contacts I already have, to really grow together, to make life easier for everybody, and me being the connector there.
When is your event coming up in Johannesburg, for those who are listening in South Africa right now?
Well, Tuesday the 28th, so just about 2.5 weeks to go, at a fantastic venue called Movida in Johannesburg, yeah.
And what's going to happen? What can we expect from Networking with a Difference? What's going on inside your head right now, Derek?
Oh, that's going to take a while. Well, basically, as you say, the twists are I try to find really exciting venues, number one. So the whole vibe is different, the atmosphere. So it's a more informal networking evening. But we've got a little agenda going on as well. Of course, you've got four fantastic keynote speakers, like a nice speaker panel with Q&A sessions afterwards. So it's a nice mix of cocktail style, informal networking, but also to rub shoulders with great coaches and speakers, live entertainment, nice food going around, the media is there, video production, and a little highlight is that we've got some live streaming going on. So there's a nice way to connect, and obviously for myself to give the message across at the evening and to connect with the crowds on either events.
So there's an opportunity for collaboration between Spain and South Africa from your event at one level, at a very high end, as well as the fact that, as you say, you've got some great speakers lined up, you've got some good stuff going down. This, it sounds like networking with a difference. What should people expect to take away from the event, from those people who attend?
I think it's a combination of getting inspired to realize that we're all in the same boat, you know, especially in these hard times, to collaborate, to think a bit out of the box, not to isolate yourself, you know, in tough times, that's what happens these days, but you have to open up, improve your face-to-face skills, become an expert in networking, and just build relationships, which takes time, of course. So one should attend these events on a regular basis, of course.
So from a JBiz Lounge perspective, there is a big crowd of people across the planet who are very keen on business networking and getting together with their peers. How do people find out about JBiz Lounge? Where do they most go in terms of the web?
Well, the jbizlounge.com website, of course. You've got Facebook pages, meetup groups. This is like a public event, so we've got quite a massive media campaign around it. But information is on the JBiz Lounge with the BIZ.com website, where they can follow us and view the previous events and the setups and everything.
So it's J-BIZ, JBiz, and if you Google that, that should take you directly there. Tell me about your keynote speakers. Who have you got lined up for this amazing event?
Well, we've got some big boys here in Malaga. If you don't mind me starting off with Malaga, we've got managed to encourage JT Fox to come round here, which is quite an icon and very, very popular in South Africa as well.
He is indeed.
Absolute networking legend, Itzik Amiel. He is the legend when it comes to networking and building business relationships. Really a power guy and best-selling author from Belgium. We've got a couple here, experts with body language, business body language, and crowdfunding. And from the Johannesburg side, we've got Bill Gibson there, the sales legend. We've got Martin Brown, a good mate of yours there. We've got Billy Silicana there, one of the top inspirational speakers in South Africa. And then we've got a further guy, David Wilson, who is going to bring more the technology side of networking into the game. He's supported us with an amazing event application from EventMobi. So he's going to talk about the technology side of the networking game.
So that's going to be an action-packed evening. Will speakers from Malaga be able to be seen in the South African context as well? You mentioned live streaming.
Yes, we're going to have a sort of around about 1.5 hour really high-quality live streaming sessions. So these the speaking panels and the coaching sessions will be partly live streamed, but the streaming links will be available at a later stage for everybody. And with this application we have on either sides, we're going to open this application up so that people can really get a transatlantic connection, so they can hook up with each other and interact on this amazing application, which runs up to 30 days after the event for really great follow-ups.
That sounds superb. So we're talking with Derek Barber, who's the owner and founder of the JBiz Lounge. As a master networker, I mean, you've very successfully made that transition from a small, sleepy town in South Africa to a major European hub. Was that a struggled journey for you, and what made you do it personally, Derek?
Well, struggle, I wouldn't say. It develops. It just develops from event to event. You just see what sort of needs are. I just think, how can the guests attending, which are all entrepreneurs, get the best benefits being part of this this concept. So with those ideas, everything just develops and grows in a healthy way. So that's why it does make sense to attract the best in the business to really add value. So whoever attends the events, they get really a massive gain of knowledge and inspiration and so on. So it's just a healthy process, actually. Of course, it is a little jump into the unknown. I think the second last time we met, it was actually in Johannesburg at the airport when I was just packing up and leaving to Spain. So that was all unknown. I didn't have one contact here in Spain, and just with the vision and on a mission, I dived into this adventure.
And straight after that, we met up in Malaga. We had some drinks overlooking the ocean in a stunning venue there when I was speaking at a conference. And you'd made that quantum leap from unknown arrival in Spain to this master networker there as well. So I admire that enormously. And clearly, in networking terms, you're eating your own lunch. What's your best master networking tip that you can give people listening to this podcast right now?
I think it's your expectations. You have to be open-minded. You have to be willing to network. You have to be really, really open-minded. And I think the best message is be the one you would love to meet at a networking event. From how you act, how you intermingle with the people. Just be the interesting guy you want to meet at a networking event. And this is a relationship building platform. So this all takes time. So it's all about building trust and friendships in the first place. So the business cards and your service, your products and so on is really absolute secondary at the beginning.
Now, your business card you've mentioned, is that an electronic business card these days? I mean, I'm just in the process of thinking about whether I rebook paper business cards for myself now. I've started collecting them rather than giving them out. And I kind of electronically email everybody. I photograph their business card if they have one, or grab their details, and then link up with them through social media. What's your best tip in that regard, Derek?
Well, right now, I actually don't have business cards myself. So I think in a few years' time, this really nice, classy gesture, is actually more gesture than anything else, will run out. I think it's more the building the relationship first, and then, as you say, hooking up. I think the trend is more going to hook up on Facebook or on WhatsApp and so on than actually handing a business card. I actually would love to run an event where you're not allowed to have business cards on you, because it just gives, it's just an excuse. It just makes you lazy, I think, to have a business card. If you don't have a card, you have to give your message across verbally, and you have to become a good expert when it comes to small talk.
Yeah, I get that. And I think that from a networking point of view, in my own regard as well, it's, as you say, not only be the person that, you'd like to meet yourself at an event, but for me, the backup of all of my branding on social media, you've mentioned your own, LinkedIn, Facebook, WhatsApp, YouTube, all of those things today, you've got to be a master at them, haven't you, if indeed you want to be a master networker?
No, absolutely. You need to really take, have the great combination of everything out there. Every little part or tool gives a certain amount of success. Yeah, so it's not just handing out flyers or the business cards or the newspaper ads. It's the healthy combination to really spread your mark on all sorts of platforms possible.
So to my mind then, in terms of owning that space, you've got to be out there. Otherwise, indeed, you're invisible. And there is no excuse for not having a solid social media platform, particularly if you want to be a networker like Mr. Barber is, and he's doing incredibly well out of it. We're short of time, Derek. These 15-minute interviews fly by, but that's what people want in this day and age, a sound bite they can grab. Just time for you in closing to remind me again, what's the venue, what's the date, when you're in Joburg, or when you're in Malaga as well? Either side, sir. What's happening very quickly?
So 28th of June, it's Johannesburg on the move and Malaga on the move. So whoever is in business should be there to come round, to show the world what you're made of, the entrepreneurships, really as the key of the entrepreneurs being the backbone of the economy. So it's our party, our event, 28th of June. in Malaga and in Johannesburg. Johannesburg is in Movida, and here in Malaga, we've got a fantastic beach location here, Banyuls del Carmen, a sort of a traditional old historical bathing area. So that's quite cool, really flat out on the beach.
Sounds phenomenal. We're out of time, but look up J Biz Lounge, Derek Barber, spelt like the hairdressing man, Derek Barber. It's been a real pleasure having him as a guest on my show. Keep tuned into these podcasts. This is the kind of caliber of person that we're bringing you continuously.
Cliff Central.
The revolution. I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.